everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30. That is Pacific Standard Time.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Time is marching on, and time is still marching on.
Soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still. Ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Found easily on their 2001 album Mink Car, but originally released on their 1999 album Long Tall Weekend. They're spoken the New York's They Might Be Giants with Older. Long Tall Weekend was released via the eMusic website back in the day, when the site was jockeying just to be more of a label. Long Tall Weekend was the first internet-only distributed album by a major artist, well before iTunes. But lack of digital rights management made the major labels reluctant to consider distributing music through the site. Over time, eMusic became more of a subscription service, but the big labels in time started licensing music through the oddest stipulation. They Might Be Giants' latest album is last year's Join Us. Along with the Rarities Collection, the album raises new and troubling questions. And in the background, we hear W.G. Smuffy Walden with the theme to the 80s drama 30-something, and then John Oswald's remix of Pizzicato 5's song Birthday, called B-Day, giving some indication as to why this show is pre-recorded. And the name of this show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's youthful little radio station here, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and www.citr.ca through the web for those of you not in Vancouver. My name is Gak, and I'll be plotting Project Mayhem until 9 p.m. through the community. The show's pre-recorded, as I mentioned, so there's no need to call in, but you can always email me at radiofreecap@gmail.com. Yes, that's the old show name. Later on, we'll take a look at the Dust Brothers for their work for the 1999 cult film Fight Club. But up first, local heroes, Apollo Ghosts. The trio are going to open up for Blackout Beach this Saturday, March 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. The band should have a new album ready very soon, so maybe a few cuts will be appearing live. But from last year's Money Has No Heart single through local Geographing Records, here are the Apollo Ghosts with Ultra Cool.
We'll be right back. The 12th season of the Vancouver International Dance Festival explores the polarities of ballet and butoh, and features artists from Japan, Montreal, San Francisco, and Vancouver. The festival runs from March 2nd through 11th. For tickets or more information, check out vidf.ca or call the box office at 604-662-4966.
That set off with Apollo Ghosts with Ultra Cool, then representing the French neighborhood of Saint Boniface of Winnipeg, that was Lay Sexy with Fables, and that's off their self-titled debut through the mighty Transistor 66 label. Then we close that set off with Young Circles, a South Florida band formerly known as Blonde Fuzz, and that was 2012, off of last year's Jungle Habits album. In the background here, this is the Kasai All-Stars from Kinshasa, Nigeria, along with San Francisco art rockers Deerhoof, and the song is Travels Broaden the Mind, a belief I completely agree with. And this appears on the Congotronics compilation Traddy Mods vs. Rockers that came out in 2010, which features Nigerian electronic rhythms remixed by Western artists. And the Kasai All-Stars feature 25 members that merge five of the different and often combative tribes in Nigeria, and they make music in the vein of Konono No. 1. Chucha Santa Maria y Usted are a duo from Puerto Rico, New York, although now they call Oakland, California home. Sofia Cordova and Matthew Kirkland met at Bard College, and although they're primarily photographers, their music, they mix disco and Latin freestyle together, purely just to make people dance. From their self-titled album through Austin, Texas's Young Cubs label, Here's Xuxa Santa Maria y Usted with Fiebre Tropical. Playing this Saturday, March 10th, at the Waldorf. That was Guelph's Memory House with Walk With Me. And that's off their debut album, The Slideshow Effect, which is out now through Sub Pop. Memory House is now based in Toronto, and it comprises of composer Evan Abiel and vocalist-slash-designer Denise Nguyen, who originally collaborated together on a multimedia exhibition. But eventually they turned into a band, and they took their name from German composer Max Richter's 2001 album. Handily enough, just called Memory House. And in the background, this is the B-side to funky producer Guido's 2009 at 12-inch Orchestral Lab. This song is called Way You Make Me Feel. Up next, some DJ Shadow and Bruce Hack. But let's let the badger remind you what show you're listening to here.
We look good. Okay. All right. Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9. FM. Thank you.
Now we're going to try an experimental number, one written using some contemporary techniques. Though we are alive, death surrounds us. On whom can we call save to thee, O Lord?
Death. shall be no more. Time shall be no more.
Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th. Their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
What does it take to change within? What is inner peace? What is our human potential? Experience the answers for yourself with free weekly sessions on self-knowledge for inner change. Sessions run weekly at the YWCA Hotel Meeting Room, 733 Beattie Street, starting Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m., ending March 12th. Contact info at consciousrealization.com for more information.
All right, we started that little bit long set off with DJ Shadow with Death surrounds us. And that's off last year's album, The Less You Know, The Better. And actually, it was one of the preview tracks included on the preceding EP, I Gotta Rock. Amongst the choir samples and the 90s drum and bass garage textures there, there's a bit from Edgar Varèse's 1958 composition, Poem Électronique, from the Brussels World Fair. Then from 1982, Canadian composer Bruce Hack, featuring some production work there by a very young Russell Simmons, well before Def Jam told us who they are. That was Party Machine, which was included in a proper release of Hack's unreleased album, Hackula, which was originally blocked by his label due to its flippant sounds and vulgar lyrics of the time. But in 2008, it was finally re-released, and yeah, included in that was Party Machine. Insane to think such a reaction to an obvious groundbreaking work happened to Hack. But he's remained a cult figure. He died in 1988, but his profile has raised considerably since then. And in the background, this is the James Taylor Quartet with Hit Back. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And next up, Toronto's Crystal Castles. And they're currently working in Poland right now on their third album. However, remixes from 2010's second album continue, including what we're about to hear here, remixed by California Nose Popsters Health. So this is Health remixing Crystal Castles' song, Suffocation.
lying broke. Cause you're such a classy girl. You might be the most beautiful girl in the world. By the beauty you bring, and they know the damn, they got better clothes than some damn queen. Finest girl in the whole damn scene. I gotta get this girl to be with me. Oh, give this woman of my dreams. Hold this day together. Give this woman everything. Made it last forever. Don't wanna come regular. I wanna show you a brand new thing. I don't wanna disrespect you. I wanna do more than buy you things. I only wanna compliment you. Forever make you feel free. From the very first moment I saw you, I knew you were the one for me.
Trying to play that song a year or two ago, but problems occurred during playback, so it's time to properly play that song in full. From 2010's Long Distance album, that was Vietnamese-French producer Onra with High Hopes, featuring some vocals there by Reggie B. Onra's recent release is last year's Chinois Series 2, a sequel to his breakout 2007 album, which includes vintage Asian records done up in a style like J Dilla or RZA. And behind me, this is Bonobo with 1009, off the 2010 album from Ninja Tune called Black Sands. And we're about to listen to the return of a Ninja Tune star from the 90s. But before that, let's listen to Vancouver's The Square Roots of Evil, who's part of the bi-weekly Bonsai Atlanta Lose on Thursdays. So keep your eyes peeled for how it alternates there for a good steady mix of electronic joy. From 2008's Killer Bites, there's The Square Root of Evil with Dwarf Hunt. Thank you.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Paper.
Seems to be filled with chopped
liver. I feel empty and floating farther about your shoulders than it's supposed to be.
Floating above my shoulders.
You might also become aware of your anus or genitalia.
There's some other things, too.
We know him better under the Wagon Christ alias, but when it's time for him to rattle the floor, Cornwall producer Luke Rivert dugs up the moniker Plug. That was Plugged with Come On My Skeleton, off last year's Back On Time, which is the first Plugged release since 1996 Drum and Bass for Papa. It actually features almost identical album art, despite the distance. But then again, most of Back On Time features tracks that are recorded during Drum and Bass for Papa, so the same session. So imagine sitting on this music for 15 years. And in the background, this is John Brooks, working under the name The Advisory Circle. And this is Everyday Hazards, off last year's As the Crow Flies, which continues Brooks' fascination in old 1970s British public information films. You know, PSAs of old involving crosswalk signs, driving accidents. And the Advisory Circle belongs to the Ghost Box Records label, which also shares that fascination with public safety. And we will get to the Fight Club soundtrack shortly here, but it helps to profile the production work by its scorers, the Dust Brothers. That's Michael Simpson and John King, who met as hip-hop DJs at KSPC, the Ponema College radio station, in 1985. And they really pushed the sample element of rap, relying on a wide pastiche of sources, digging from their record collection of well-known artists to utterly eccentric stuff. And it was through mutual friends that Simpson and King were introduced to Adam Yauch, who we know as MCA from the Beastie Boys, and based on the instrumental tracks they had worked They provided a lot of that for 1989's landmark album. That was initially bewildering, Paul's Boutique. So from Paul's Boutique, let's get to work as the Dust Brothers provide the crazy bed track here. And we're listening to Shake Your Rump. And if you pay attention to the samples, keep your ears peeled for the Sugar Hill Gang, Funky 4 Plus 1, James Brown and Africa Bambaataa, Bob Marley, Paul Humphrey, Led Zeppelin, Harvey Scales, Rolls Royce, Ronnie Laws, Foxy, and Alphonse Mouzon here on Exploding Head Movies.
Diamond.
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village.
My style's wild, and you know that it's stealing.
This snow bag's ripping, and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
We'll be right back.
Featuring some further brilliant Dust Brothers production, there's Beck with Sissy Neck, off his sophomore album, 1996 Odelay, which shattered the status from the song Loser and set the mark for him as a vital songwriter. And the Dust Brothers also helped out on a few other of Beck's albums, including 2005's Guero, which I also could have played here, especially the car horn sampling title track, but time is not on my side here. The Dust Brothers have also worked on artists ranging from Hanson, Rolling Stones, Vince Neil from Motley Crue, and Korn, and they actually won a Grammy for their production for Carlos Santana's 1999 album, Supernatural. But amongst those bastions of suck, the brothers also ran an insane label called Nickelbag for a few years, and as the website attests, it highlights some of the really absurdist audio there. So get ready to find out how soap is made next here on Exploding Head Movies, although we'll let Jean-Pierre Desserf and Miriam Shadkar treat us to some panoramic-sounding synthetic music.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Manic opening credits to Fight Club. There were the Dust Brothers there with Stealing Fat, whilst the charming and goofy track Corporate World plays here in the background. Directed David Fincher was coming off the 1997 film The Game after the success of 1995's Seven, when he started to work on Fight Club, which is an adaptation of the Chuck Palahniuk seminal 1996 novel about an office worker struggling with insomnia, who forms a men's social circle involving fisticuffs and eventually more anti-corporate behavior. Fincher sought the Dust Brothers after being spurned by Radiohead. And he was aiming for modern musicians that could demonstrate a diversity of styles, but being new to the film world. Fincher had worked with many musicians in the past since he had been directing videos for MTV since the late 80s, before he moved to film, so the main thing that Fincher has is a bit of a keen sense of mixing music and finding a matching image for it. The most famous track from the Fight Club soundtrack involves Brad Pitt reciting the rules of Fight Club, amongst some other screeds and axioms, as the character Tyler Durden. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus more on the Dust Brothers' instrumental tracks from Fight Club, and we're going to start off with Jack's smirking revenge.
stop.
From the Fight Club soundtrack, those were the Dust Brothers there, starting off with Jack Smirking Revenge, a track named after Helena Bonham Carter's character, Marla. Then we heard Space Monkeys before ending with the song that closes the film perfectly, and that's the Pixies with Where Is My Mind, off their 1988 album Surfer Rosa. Mike Simpson and John King continue to do some production work, though mostly separately. At this point, Simpson's work appears in numerous films and commercials, and if you actually check out Mike Simpson's website, it's quite noisy. And the Dust Brothers apparently continue to one day properly release an album as themselves. They claim that the Fight Club soundtrack doesn't count towards that, but as work for their own album drifts, a lot of other artists that rely on the production work tends to lift those songs, so they seem to be needing to generate new music all the time. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And he is back after taking last week off. Then at midnight, it's Canada Post Rock, and that's going to close CITR's broadcast day around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, just go to www.citr.ca, click on schedule, and look at Monday evening there. And guess what? There is a podcast. You can also search iTunes, and you can also search Facebook as well, too. Exploding Head Movies in both places there. And I'm on Twitter as 100Air. Next week, with the Magnetic Fields coming to town later this month, we're going to take a look at Stephen Merritt's various musical projects, including some of his own movie music. Meanwhile, in the background here, this is another Fincher collaborator, Nine Inch Nails, and off the Ghosts ambient series. This is simply called 36. So good night, Vancouver. We're going to close here with a track and tribute and what I'm up to off of their album Life of the Party. This is the Planet Smashers with Surfing in Tofino. Take care.